California is well known for its film industry, but not really our part of California. The Hollywood-based movie business is the big one, but there are filmmakers everywhere now in a small but active community in the north end of the state. Our next guest can tell us about it and about a film festival coming to Redding May 1st and 2nd. The Fire Reel Film Festival takes over the Cascade Theater in Redding with short films during its short run. Matt Thayer is a festival co-organizer and one of the principals at Spiro Pictures. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange, Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Tell us a bit about your work. It is a Spiro Pictures. Am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah, Spiro Pictures is a little production company that I started about 5 years ago with my wife and my kids. We just kind of decided we were going to go out and learn how to make a short film. So we went out and to the park with some of their friends, and we wrote a little script about a lemonade stand and its competition with a Everything in the World stand, and ended up being kind of like a Mary Poppins bag where she could just pop out everything in the world, and it kind of threw the lemonade stand a curveball, and she had to figure out a way to get her wares out anyway. And it was just this little quirky little comedy that we made with our kids, and it ended up winning the Sundial Film Festival a couple of years after we produced it, and that kind of ended up launching us up into making people aware of what we were doing. And so we just started producing shorts, and we're also working on developing a few features.
And it was just, had you had much training, if any, in making films before you got going?
No, I was completely self-taught. I was homeschooled my whole life. So self-learning was just something that kind of came naturally to me. And my dad said that any time that you wanted to learn something, there's always the library or Barnes & Noble. So, go for it. And we just kind of, like I said, I wanted to learn how to make a short film, and I wanted to teach my kids how to do it. So just went out and did it.
So is it a sideline? Is it the mainstream of what you do right now? I mean, has it become
the mainstream of what I do right now? Yeah, it was a sideline for the last few years. I waited tables during that time and an Italian restaurant here in town. And then I started getting into more editing, and I started landing some jobs doing that. And doing a little bit of stuff here and there. But most of the time we've been focused on trying to actually make feature films. So that's been one of the things since the next threshold that we're going to cross.
Is that a very big threshold? I have to believe there's quite a bit of a difference between making a film in the park, a Mary Poppins style film, and then making one that requires multiple scenes, locations, actors, tech people, et cetera.
Yeah, it is. It is. It takes a lot more money, a lot more effort, a lot more work, but we've just been really, really amazed at how we've stepped out into that world of making movies and making little, narrative short films. The people that have come alongside that have just been like, I see your vision, I see what you're doing, excited about it, and, helping along the way. And so we've got like this little army that's kind of organized around us that is starting to do their own things, and we all kind of help each other. And it's going to make making a feature film a lot more feasible. And actually a small group of people that we're connected with have just made a feature film. It's a horror, but they just finished up principal shooting like a couple of days ago here in town.
And so, any estimate? Is there a film society that tracks how many independent filmmakers there are in the North State?
I'm not that I'm aware of, personally. I don't know for sure.
But I get the sense there's a lot of cross-pollination, in the sense that it sounds like you mentioned being connected to the folks who just finished a feature film. You also have some connections, I guess, to the folks working on a sci-fi short at the same time, who just did a crowdfunding deal.
Yep, those are actually... That's actually my my sister and my brother-in-law, and they made their first short film out of our first film class that we taught back in2012. We taught a film class. It was a cursory overview class. It was the first one that we taught. A friend of mine who has a master's degree in film had learned how to cut film back when it was actually film. And he's been just a really wealth of knowledge as far as it comes to my own learning process, but was, you know, we partnered together and taught a class here in town, and my sister and brother-in-law took it, and they made a little sci-fi short. They won our first film festival with that one, and just kind of launched their career, and they're amazing. They fabricate all sorts of armors and weapons, and they took a snowmobile and made like a sand speeder out of it, and so it looks like something that travels across the desert, and it's just fun to work with them. I mean, I tell them all the time, I'm so glad I'm related to you. You picked the coolest stuff.
That's a cool thing to say. Matt Thayer is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's at Spiro Pictures in the Reading area and the co-organizer of the Fire Reel Film Festival coming to the Cascade Theater on May 1st and 2nd. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about filmmaking or the festival in particular. 800-838-3760. Anywhere in our listening area, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Tell us about the name of the film that your sister and brother-in-law are working on with all this the crowdfunding stuff.
Yeah, it's called Sands of Ikra, and we're actually showcasing it during the afternoon show at the film festival at 1 o'clock for the local, and it's about 37 minutes long. And they're really inspired by a lot of these, you know, Star Wars was a big influence, but also Hideo Miyazaki and Studio Ghibli films, so like Spirited Away and Howl's Moving Castle, and they're just really inspired by those stories, and they wanted to kind of capture some of that in creating like this fantasy world that had, and what had happened was that they kind of reached too far into an energy source, and they ended up destroying the landscape, and so everything became this desolate desert where there was just a few survivors and kind of like these ravaging bands of marauders, and so it's this kind of tale about this girl that goes out into the desert to try and find a little bit of this energy source to help heal her ailing father, and she runs across a bandit who's a sniper with his robot, and they end up having to join forces to escape the marauders who are out basically just scavenging whatever they can. And so it just kind of follows them along this journey. And the way that they came up with the name Ikra was actually from the myth Icarus, and, you know, how he came too close to the sun and then fell. And so that's where they came with Ikra as the name of the world.
I'm thinking about the advantage of shooting in the North State, that when you're looking for things like post-apocalyptic landscapes, the fact is that Northern California, Southern Oregon offer such great variety in landscapes. Just about any kind of backdrop you'd need is there.
That's exactly where they shot it. They shot it outside of Alturas. My brother-in-law Daniel is actually from I'm trying to remember the name. He's up there by Alturas. I can't remember exactly the name of the little town. But yeah, they shot it all out on the salt flats, the lake bed out there, and it looks great. Like, I mean, some of the shots that they got were just amazing. Some of the shots were inspired by Lawrence of Arabia as well, and just that kind of desert expanse, you know, that they captured so well in that movie.
Matt Thayer is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's with Spiro Pictures in the Reading area and the co-organizer of the Fire Reel Film Festival coming to Reading May 1st and 2nd. 800-838-3760. If you'd like to join us by phone, you can send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. And so tell us about the Fire Reel Film Festival. It's been around a while, but this is the first year at the Cascade. Is that right?
Yeah, we organized it first for our class. We had three short films, and we were like, well, you know, I mean, the whole reason why you make a film is so that people can watch it, you know? So we were like, well, let's go on a film festival. And my wife and I had never been to a film festival before. We were like, well, we think this kind of looks like this. And so we ended up putting it out there. We put three shorts on, and my wife and I came out in crazy kind of costumes in between the movies just to kind of give us some breather room. Because, you know, you have three short films that are 8 minutes long each.
You've got to kill a little time.
You've got to, like, stretch it out, you know. So we had some interviews, and, you know, and so, like, I came out as, like, Sully from Monsters Incorporated and looked like this giant blue Muppet at one point, and dressed up as Avatar with my face painted and a big long ponytail, and, you know, just kind of as a celebration of just movies. And, 500 people showed up, and we were like, wow, okay. And they were like, what are we going to do next year? So the next year, 700 people showed up, and then after that, 1,300 people showed up the next year. And so we were like, wow, and this was all just from our local films. This was all just based off of our local pool of people and the students that we had taught. So this last year, we decided, well, let's open it up to international submissions and see what happens. And so we opened it up, and we got 166 submissions from all over the world. And many of them student projects, because we opened up, because we started off as a student film festival. We figured, well, let's keep that component. And so we opened up to other students. We have a screenplay competition this year as well. And we've just, really, really, really surprised at, just the amount of submissions that we got. And so we're really excited to, we feel like we picked up the best ones for the festival.
And you ended up with around 30 of the films of the 166 submitted?
Yeah, 30-ish films. What we're kind of doing is we're doing a Friday night, we're doing an event where it's going to be, most of the films will be shown Friday night, but then we also have a family-friendly block that'll happen Saturday morning, and that'll just be for, families and kids, and people can come and know that, they're not going to see anything objectionable or, weird or anything like that. And, but we're also going to, have somebody dress up as Spider-Man and somebody dress up as like Elsa from Frozen. And, so the kids can take pictures with them, and we're going to do face painting. And then we're doing the local block. And then we have a film workshop where I can tell you about in a little bit, but we're doing the award ceremony is going to be on Saturday night, which is going to be like an encore performance of the best films that win, because we're giving out trophies and cash prizes. But then we're also inviting a couple of films just to kind of flesh out the evening a little bit, because we really don't know who's going to win at this point. And so we're kind of, building that show as we go. So it's definitely going to be fun. And there's going to be obvious, like I said, costumes and costume changes and stuff like that.
Any big blue Muppets this year?
No big blue Muppet, but there is going to be something blue, and it will be outlandish.
It's good. Sounds like we're getting ready for a wedding. Something blue, for sure.
Right.
How long is the longest of the films then, among all these shorts at the Festival?
The longest of the films is Sands of Ikra, and that clocks in at about 37 minutes long.
All right. So
the shortest is 15 seconds.
15 seconds. Oh, yeah, you really intrigued us now. So tell us about, you wanted to tell us about the film workshop. There was a film workshop that's part of the Fire Reel Film Festival.
Yeah. We decided we just really want to make connections with Hollywood to the North State as much as we possibly can. And we have, over the past couple of years, as we've been pursuing this, we've just, like I said, been just amazed at the amount of people that have shown up and like, hey, we want to support you, or what can we do to get involved with you. And we were hooked up recently with a gal named Christina Lee Storm, and she was a supervising producer on The Artist that won a Best Picture Academy Award,
the Black and White Silent, yeah, with the dog.
Black and White Silent, mm-hmm. And then she was also part of the visual effects team on The Life of Pi, which also won an Academy Award for visual effects. And she's worked on Snow White and the Huntsman and like a Percy Jackson movie. I mean, she's done some, big movies that people have heard of. And she did a documentary herself called Life After Pi, which was about the company Rhythm and Hues that went bankrupt right at the time that they're winning the Academy Award for the visual effects of The Life of Pi. So she's a filmmaker herself, and she also produces bigger, big Hollywood movies. And so we were like, well, hey, can you come up and teach a workshop about producing? Because, we can get a camera out there and we can teach people aesthetics and editing and pacing and, storytelling from a visual standpoint. But when it comes down to like marketing and getting out there and, you know, some of the more business end aspects of the industry, because, you know, I mean, it's like we all want to make stuff that's pretty, but at the same time, we would like to make money doing it. So we figured, well, shoot, why don't you come up and teach what we can't teach? And so she's going to come up and do a 2-hour workshop at 3:30 to 5:30 on Saturday. And she's just an amazing person. She's an amazing talent. She just has a teacher's kind of heart, and she just wants to give what she has to people, and she's just a real sweetheart. So we're really glad to have her up.
That's quite a full weekend at the Fire Reel Film Festival. Is there an all events ticket that people can buy?
Yeah, we're doing $45 for the whole event, which is about we're doing everything a la carte. So, I mean, if you just want to come to the family event with your kids, you can totally do that. And that starts at $550 for kids, and I believe it's $750 for adults, $550 for seniors. But if you want to come to the whole weekend, you got $45 and you're in, you know, and that gets you into Friday night, family, the local, the film workshop, and the award ceremony.
All right, so everything for $45, not a bad deal for the Fire Reel Film Festival. Any nerves about taking it to the bigger venue at the Cascade this year?
No, it feels really good. We love the Cascade. The Cascade is just such a beautiful place, and the aesthetic and the acoustics, and we're just really looking forward to it, actually. I mean, we're really, really, like, yeah, not a whole lot of nerves, just a lot of excitement.
All right, that's May 1st and 2nd, the Fire Reel Film Festival at the Cascade Theater in Reading. The co-executive producer is Matt Thayer, does it with his wife Joy Thayer from Spiro Pictures. Matt, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeff. I really appreciate the time.